This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Okay, welcome back, welcome back. This is Charles Butler sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce, Captain America Third Watch. And we're coming to you from the Moss Family Automotive Studio, Moss Family Automotive, Tampa, Newport, Port Richey, Brooksville. Visit mossfamilyautomotive.com. That's M-A-U-S, familyautomotive.com. Okay, welcome back, welcome back. I was just sharing with you that in Chicago we took on concealed carry. We won. We beat Mayor Daley down. We were the last state in the union to get concealed carry. And that was because Mayor Daley fought so hard to keep us from getting it. He convinced the states around us, Wisconsin and a couple of other states, that we didn't need concealed carry. But he was roundly defeated, and he was a little put off about that, because people went out and armed themselves, especially in the black community, so that law-abiding citizens could protect themselves and their families from the criminals that were basically roaming the streets and knowing that we were unarmed and hassling us. I have some great stories to share with you about that, and fending off people who were aggressive panhandlers. And that was another thing we got passed. We got to pass an aggressive panhandler ordinance where you could tell a police officer that a panhandler was aggressive and they'd come and arrest them. Now, that had happened for Neely, Jordan Neely, the guy who got killed on the, on the New York subway. Then the police could have arrested this guy. But this guy was not harmless. You know, he was not innocent. You know, he was a threat to the people in that train. But we're going to do a segment on that later, and certainly talk about Al Sharpton and the lies he told at this funeral. Boy, does it ever stop? Does it ever stop? But and the answer is no, it doesn't. But I want to, you know, when people give me a hard time about being a conservative, about not being a Democrat, because I've never been a Democrat. I've always registered Republican. So, I'm going to play for you today a short clip from Malcolm X. And I know it's going to surprise many of you, but and I'll put it in the proper context. He was giving a speech about how black folks' issues needed to be addressed by Democrats and how they weren't being addressed by Democrats. So this is the short version. I'm going to take about 30 seconds to play this for you.
And now they bring up you. You put them first and they put you last. Because you're a chump. The party that you bash controls two-thirds of the House of Representatives and the Senate, and still they can't keep their promise to you, because you're a chump. Anytime you throw your weight behind a political party that controls two-thirds of the government, and that party can't keep the promise that it made to you during election time, and you're dumb enough to walk around continuing to identify yourself with that party, you're not only a chump, but you're a traitor to your race.
Wow, how about that? You're a traitor to your race. So who is really the so-called Uncle Tom? See, because Uncle Tom is another misnomer. Uncle Tom was a hero. Anybody who reads the book would know that Uncle Tom's a hero. I had an argument with my barber the other day. You know how you get into barbershop talk, and I don't know if you guys really know about black barbershops, but when you go to a black barbershop, there's always what I call barbershop talk. It's like a lot of half truths, hyperbole and half just pure nonsense that people have. You wonder where did this guy come up with this from? But anyway, my barber was talking about being an Uncle Tom, and I'm like, dude, Uncle Tom was a hero. Did you read the book? He said, no. I said, well, why don't you read the book? He said, well, no, I'm not going to read the book. I said, well, we don't have anything to talk about. I'm getting ready to hang up because you need to understand that, first of all, Uncle Tom was a what? A hero. Sambo was the traitor. But that's neither here nor there. And it's always lost in, and it's just an example to me. It's an example of how backwards black folks are. And when I play this clip of Malcolm X, this is a clip I found a couple of years ago. It tells people exactly, he's exactly right. Democrats control, when Barack Obama came into office, he controlled the Senate and the House. He didn't get anything done for black people. Black people made excuses for him. He was like, a rising tide raises all ships. I don't have a black agenda. If a white man said he didn't have a black agenda, a white president, they'd be all over him. Oh my God, he's a racist. Well, Barack Obama was truly, truly a racist. And I always say that because remember one thing, Barack Obama was only half black. I always say it was that white side that messed up his presidency. So, Barack Obama, though, was truly, through his policies, his actions, a racist president. In fact, when I talk about proving this, he only had one black in his administration, in his cabinet, the first time around. Who was that? Eric Holder. Eric Holder said, I'm not black. I'm Bahamian. I'm a Bajan American. He's from Bahamas. My daddy's from the Bahamas. Eric Holder was born in Brooklyn, New York. But he didn't want to be a black. He wanted to be like Obama. I'm half Kenyan. And my mama's whatever. Hey, man, you can't make this stuff up, okay? You can't make this stuff up. Hey, look, we'll be right back. With the Captain Bruce Show, Captain America Third Watch, and National Aviation Academy. We'll be right back in a couple of minutes.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is a process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome back to the Captain Matt Bruce Show, coming to you live from the Moss Family Automotive Studio. Captain Matt Bruce and Captain America, Third Watch. It's Charles Butler sitting in for him for a few days until Cap comes back. He's doing well. We expect him back shortly. Keep your prayers and love coming to him. He was on earlier with us, and you know, he sounded strong. He sounded well. This portion of our show is being brought to you by Relief Factor, and that's the father-son team of Pete and Seth Talbot. And we appreciate them very much and have become very good friends of the show. They've become very good friends of the show. Now you can go to their website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. And you'll be able to find the $19.95 3-week start pack. You'll hear the captain telling you that he takes the product, he takes Relief Factor, and he's taken it for over 10 years. He takes it every single day because it works. Now the problems he has, namely inflammation and such, are what a lot of other people have, and this product will help you control that inflammation because of the ingredients that are in it, namely turmeric, resveratrol, echinacea, and omega-3, which helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation, which is how you get the pain, how you get the swelling, how you get the discomfort. Now that you're taking this way, it says you should know by the end of the third week for sure, or it'll whether or not it'll be working for you. Most people know within a day or two or three. He's had people take some samples and then come back the next day saying that it worked. So it all depends on the individual, and everyone's different. Now that there are no drugs whatsoever in this product, that's the other thing you can rely on with this product. No drugs, all natural. Go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain, and give it a try. Because all you have to lose is the pain. ReliefFactor.com/captain. Go over there and check out the 1995 3-week quick start pack. Okay. So we're talking about Malcolm and Malcolm calling black folks chumps for giving their vote to Democrats and not getting anything for their votes. And, you know, in the context, I have a longer version of this, and he talks about how all the committees are controlled by, at that particular time, this is in 65, by Southern segregationist Democrats. He's very clear about that. He didn't pull any punches. And, you know, you have black folks who's, we're going to vote Democrat. You know, I'm voting Democrat because of FDR. Well, hey, FDR died in 1945. So at 65, why are you still voting Democrat? And these Democrats don't want you to vote, and they're keeping you from the voting pools because they know that there are more black voters than white voters in Mississippi. True story. More black voters than white voters in Mississippi, and that's why they fought so hard to keep blacks out of the polls. If you look or you study Reconstruction, the Reconstruction period, the slaves had more sense than these black folks today. They understood the power of voting. They sent senators, black senators, to the U.S. Senate. They sent black congressmen to the Congress of the United States of America. And they were accepted. So when they finally used Jim Crow and ran out the last black congressman in around 1897, the next black congressman didn't show up until the 1920s, and he was from Chicago. And he allowed himself to be Jim Crowed. What does that mean? Woodrow Wilson, a Democrat president, supposedly standing for democracy. Woodrow Wilson was one of the most racist presidents we ever had. I want his name taken off every building and off of everything around. Woodrow Wilson, in 1915, segregated the federal government. He segregated Washington, D.C., the city of Washington, D.C., the capital of democracy in the world. He segregated the city. All based on that movie, Birth of a Nation. That was a piece of work. And those of you who've seen it should know that it's a piece of work. Bunch of falsehoods. But Woodrow Wilson did that. Now, and Eisenhower, the Democrat presidents or Republican presidents after Wilson didn't change it. When Washington, D.C. was desegregated, was done very quietly and officially and effectively by whom? Dwight David Eisenhower. In Eisenhower's first 90 days in office, he desegregated the city of Washington, D.C. He said that we are the shining example of democracy. We fought a war for democracy, and we will represent this country as a democracy. And he removed Jim Crow and the Black codes out of the city of D.C. However, there were still hotels that would not allow black Americans or Negroes to stay in. However, Africans could stay in those hotels, but not American Negroes. Interesting, eh? Because they wanted to give the example. Oh, well, we're not racist. We just don't want American Negroes staying in our hotels. But they let the Africans stay in the hotels, and that's why you have all these Africans over here who say, "Well, I'm not like your countrymen." Hey, this is our country, dude. Go back to Africa. Isn't that strange? Come from a black man, go back to Africa. Well, I don't know nothing about Africa. This is my country. This is my country more than anyone else's who's here, given my lineage, given my family's participation in the soil, given my sweat and blood as a veteran, and my family's sweat and blood as veterans. Oh, do I have stories to tell? Malcolm was very clear about black folks being Democrats and how they needed to reevaluate their position. See, you know, this guy, Malcolm X, was not a radical, white-hating person. He really wasn't, especially as he made his transition from Mecca. And he was going to take the issue of American racism to the UN, where it belonged. So if you're going to take South Africa, who in their apartheid regime, to the UN, why not take the United States and its Jim Crow laws to the UN, which is where they belong? I've often said that. But when you do your homework and when you understand where Malcolm X was coming from versus Martin Luther King, you understand one was an intellectual. One was about real change, not about changing hearts and minds and all this and the religious aspect of it. Because at the end of the day, King had to admit himself that racism was so insidious in our country that the hearts and minds would never be changed of these people. That's what King said, not Charles Butler. And, you know, I'll play the clip for you. I mean, I have these clips, all this information. So, you know, it's there. I also have clips of, I don't have clips, but I have writings of Dr. King calling liberals and Democrats the racist. Not Charles Butler. See, I always tell people what I talk about is not so much my opinion. I'm just sharing information with you that to enlighten you, that I agree with, that are fruits for thought, to get you thinking, to make you a critical thinker. You know, I'm not about converting anyone out there from being a Democrat to a Republican or Republican to Democrat. I don't get into that. I say vote your own interest, because all of us have our own interests. Not everyone wants to live in the suburbs and have 3.2 children and 2.5 cars and a lawn to mow. Not everyone wants that. Some people want to live in the city and live in a high rise and have one kid or no kids and, you know, go to the theater, walk to the theater. Some people, you know, we're all entitled to do what we want to do. However, the civil rights movement comes along, and all of a sudden, we all supposed to be in the same mindset. Hey, look, we are going to... The segment of this program is brought to you by the National Aviation Academy, Clearwater, Florida, and Concord, Massachusetts. Visit NAA.com/EDU. That's NAA.com/EDU. It's Charles Butler. I'll be right back with the Captain Matt Bruce Show, Captain America Third Watch. Join us soon. We'll be right here.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA News Update. Debt ceiling negotiations between Republicans and the Biden administration ended Friday with no progress. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre spoke during a briefing in Japan, where the president is attending the G7 summit.
There's no question we have serious differences, and this is going to continue to be a difficult conversation. That's not lost on us.
But she said the administration will continue to work toward a reasonable bipartisan solution. A judge has denied bail for accused Pentagon leaker Jack Teixeira. The 21-year-old Air National Guard member was arrested last month for allegedly leaking top-secret documents. The NFL is remembering Jim Brown after news of his death. The commissioner called the former Cleveland Browns running back one of the most dominant players ever. This is Karen Sloan, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the Captain Matt Bruce Show, Captain America Third Watch. This is Charles Butler sitting in for the captain. Captain is doing well, and we're broadcasting from the Moss Family Studio. Hey, MyPillow, this portion of our program is being brought to you by MyPillow. Listeners to the show know that Captain Matt Bruce tells everyone about the good people at MyPillow and the amazing products that MyPillow has to offer. From the brand new MyPillow 2.0 to the Giza sheets and slippers and unbelievable towel sets. Just to name a few, MyPillow has so much to offer. Right now, save 50% on MyPillow Giza bed sheet sets as low as $29.98. So go to MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com. There you'll find a host of great deals and additional great products from MyPillow. And when you've made your choices and you're ready to check out, be sure to use the promo code CAPTAIN. That's all you need. Promo code CAPTAIN. And you're all set. Now, if you'd rather order over the phone, they have you covered as well. Simply dial 1-800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. And be sure again to use the promo code CAPTAIN to get the deep discounts and save a bundle. Once again, go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code CAPTAIN. How about that? Hey, look, we're talking about conservatism, and black folks. Malcolm obviously was a conservative. He obviously wasn't too happy that black people were giving 80-90% of their vote to Democrats, who actually gave them nothing back. And now you see that showing in the polls. You see that showing in the polling. You started seeing that under Barack Obama, that significant portions of the black community was not voting for Democrats on a local and state basis and a national basis. In fact, Donald Trump got significant black votes, both 2016 and 2020. I'm convinced that almost 25 or 30% of blacks voted for Donald Trump. Because I can tell you, as a guy who spent a lot of time out in the community, as a guy who was on the air with people, talking to people around the community, doing a TV radio show, that black folks loved Donald Trump, supported Donald Trump, supported his policies. You know, everybody had a job that wanted one. Trump was an interesting guy. I remember I had met Donald Trump years ago, back in 79. A lady introduced me to Donald Trump, who she had said, "Hey, you got to meet this guy. He's doing some great things in New York. In fact, he has a woman who's building Trump Tower." And I'm like, "Well, who is Donald Trump? What's Trump Tower?" So she introduced me to Trump, and he did have a woman who built Trump Tower. She's a project manager for Trump Tower, which was unheard of in the real estate or construction business, not real estate, but construction business in New York. You know, construction is really big in New York. It's a real macho industry. And to have this woman running this project was truly, truly significant. And but he's just a great guy. Al Sharpton told me out of his own mouth, I didn't ask Al for this, he told me out of his own mouth that Donald Trump gave him the seed money to start his group called the National Action Network. I didn't ask him for it. He gave it to me. True story. True story. You can't make this stuff up. Also, you can't make this stuff up, people. I always tell people that the truth is far more interesting than Hollywood. It's far more interesting than a writer who's sitting somewhere who's using his or her imagination. History is far more, and facts are far more of a situation, far more compelling than, you know, watching a movie or watching a TV show, which always disturbs me when I hear people say, "Well, you know, we watched the movie of Wuthering Heights." The movie of Wuthering Heights and the book Wuthering Heights are two entirely different things altogether. Two entirely different things. If you didn't know, Robert De Niro was in Wuthering Heights, the movie. Interesting, eh? So, I'm sitting here thinking about our next topic and what it should be. And I think what I'm going to do is we're going to talk a little bit about transgender issue. A number of state legislatures, city, state, are all over this transgenderism, transgender nonsense, boys competing against girls, men competing against women. But you can't have it both ways, women. American women want to have it both ways. They want to be our equal, and they want to act like they can compete with us. But then when they do, and they realize you can't beat a guy, you are a woman, as Charles Barkley would say, you're a chick. You know, it's like Andrea Sorensen. She used to tickle me. I love Andrea Sorensen. She was the number one woman's golfer in history. In fact, she was just in the news a couple of weeks ago. But I love Andrea Sorensen. I used to watch her play all the time, just like Tiger. I used to watch Tiger, love Andrea Sorensen. And they would go, "Well, she can play on the PGA." And she's going, "No, I can't play on the PGA. The guys would outdrive me, and we can't play the same course." So I've always had this. I've been playing golf since the 70s. And I'm pretty decent. You know, if I was any good, I'd be on the tour. So if you go, "Oh, Charles, are you any good?" Well, if I was any good, I wouldn't be sitting here at this mic at 3 o'clock in the morning. I'd be on the tour, baby, somewhere hanging out, you know, drinking pina coladas. But, so this transgender issue is one that's bringing, is coming full circle. From women claiming to be equal, we're equal with the men, we can do what men do, we can be firemen, we can be policemen. No, you really can't. And what you do is a disservice to men and women who are out there. I mean, you know, what woman is going to wrestle a man down and put a handcuffs on him? I don't know. You may put some males down, but real men, a guy who's, you know, 6 feet, 190 pounds, you know, and a woman who, you know, may be, you know, fit or whatever, she can't handle a guy. She's not strong enough. Not going to happen. God didn't build you that way. Combat. Same. Oh, we want to have women in combat. For what? You know, it's hard enough being in combat with a guy. There are a lot of things that most guys can't do. You put a woman in that environment, nothing but a cluster. And you guys who listen to the cap, and you guys who've been in the military, you know what that means. Cluster. Hey, it's not good. Am I a sexist? No. Am I misogynistic? No. But at the end of the day, you don't see women playing in the NFL. They're not kicking field goals in the NFL. They're not punting in the NFL. And they surely can't do anything else in the NFL because they're too slow and too weak. Or the MLB, the Major League Baseball. What woman's playing in Major League Baseball if you're equal? Or the NHL. Hello. And we're certainly not going to talk about the NBA. Because, see, those guys in the NBA, they play over the rim all the time. Women play under the rim. I play under the rim these days. You know, I'm 70 years old. But you go to a high school game in Chicago, and these kids are doing 380 dunks. Okay, I mean, I'm sorry, 360 dunks, 380, 360 dunks, for real. So, this transgender issue is one that we need to address. And I don't think that the guys need to compete with women. And they shouldn't be out there at all competing with our young women. Come back, we're going to talk about this Sam Britton guy. Just got arrested as a fugitive from justice. Boom. Okay.
It's a celebration.
Advanced
Podiatry. Let's celebrate.
We'll be right back.
Come on now.
Advanced Podiatry.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated.
So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Welcome back to the Captain's America show. Captain Matt Bruce, Captain America, Third Watch. This is Charles Butler sitting in, and we're going to have Kyle Warren doing the Trucker's Report. Hey, Kyle. Kyle?
Hey, Charles. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Excellent. Excellent. Yes, that's right. It's that time again. We're going to tell all of our trucker friends out there going across the highways and byways all about the different things that we're seeing, especially as we're heading into the weekend. Now, last hour, we were telling you about some smoke in Wyoming, covering at least a warning for most of that state from some of these Canadian wildfires that have been burning. We also are getting some of the same alerts down near Twin Falls, Idaho. That's I-86. This is going to be near Twin Falls and Burley and a little bit north of the interstate there as well. So as you're trucking across this weekend, be careful. You might run into some of that as it continues. We're taking a look at some very warm temperatures. This is going to be happening in northwestern Nevada as you come out of Reno on I-80 heading up towards Winnemucca. You're going to have unseasonably warm temperatures, which could create more snowmelt and some flooding possibilities as well. We also want to tell our listeners this morning about issue that's going on. This is in northern Mississippi. I believe it's going to be near Clarksdale, I believe. Yeah, Clarksdale. Mm-hmm. In that area, and this has to do with the Acabutla Dam that could fail. So I'm sure that there's all kinds of local warnings going on there. There's a flash flood watch because of a potential failure that remains in effect at least through Saturday as into the next month or so. So they must be working on it, must be taking it very seriously, obviously, but be aware of that. Getting back to some of the rain last hour, we saw some rain on Interstate 15 in Southern California, actually the high desert of California coming out of Barstow. All that's gone south now of Interstate 15. But still, if you're making your way over towards Lake Havasu City, Parker, Arizona, down towards Blythe, you may have some of that coming across the interstate. Albuquerque, New Mexico, some of that rain is starting to dissipate, so that's a good thing. Also, last hour, some of the rain we're seeing in Texas seems to have dissipated to some degree, but still around Midland. Of course, this is going to be on I-20, so you want to be aware of that. Then also south of Dallas, coming through there, and then also down through San Antonio is where we're seeing the heaviest rain right now. That same band that we talked about last hour, Charles, is still there with a lot of that heavy rain still around Greensville, Arkansas, up through Memphis, Jackson, Tennessee, and on up through skirting Columbus, Ohio, Akron, up to Toronto. That's what we're seeing out there right now. But other than that, you should have some pretty smooth sailing as you're going around the highways and byways this weekend. So don't forget, folks, the Trucker Highway and Byway Report is brought to you by the good people at Pilot Flying J Travel Centers. Of course, they're the largest operator of travel centers in the United States. Whether you're a trucker, a traveler, or if you're an RVer as well, they've got great amenities. Go to pilotflyingj.com to check out those amenities as well, because we are hitting the summertime now, Charles, and people are going to start being out there, especially in their RVs,
right,
having fun and seeing all the sights all around the nation, especially the national parks. But the Pilot Flying J Travel Centers are going to be able to take good care of you. They want to be your oasis out there on the interstate.
Mm-hmm.
And so again, pilotflyingj.com. Download their My Rewards Plus app. That's the My Rewards Plus app. You can earn points, find out more about their amenities, and also get great offers as well. That's pilotflyingj.com.
Thank you, Kyle. Appreciate you, man.
Thank you, Charles. Have a great weekend.
You too.
Thanks. Oh, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hey, guys. So I was talking to you a little bit about, you know, this transgenderism and some of the things that's going on in that field. And there's just so much, you know, every day we're hearing about, governors signing legislation that's banning, gender conformity, banning gender treatment, et cetera, et cetera. Well, I always cite a guy, who, for 40 years, had been dealing with this gender reaffirming issue of gender reaffirming surgeries. His name happens to be Dr. McHugh, and Dr. McHugh is out of Johns Hopkins. He's retired. He's emeritus, but for years he said that the issue of gender affirming surgeries was, 99% of people who had them wish they hadn't. Yeah, that's a lot. It's not 20% or 80%. It's like 90 some percent of people who had gender reaffirming surgeries, wish they hadn't. But they, you know, they call you all kind of names now. You're transphobic or you're hate mongering. And no, it's none of that. I mean, it's, you know, I kind of consider it Frankensteinish myself. I think that medicine has gone too far in a number of areas until it becomes dang gone near like Frankenstein. Okay? With what some of these doctors and researchers are trying to do. It has nothing to do with being anti-gay or anti-transgender or any of those things. But the doctor's name is Paul McHugh. He's out of Johns Hopkins. And he's very clear. And he always poked holes in these cherry-picking studies and sounding, you know, these anti-LGBT dog whistles. And this is prompted by, you know, human rights and human rights campaign, other LGBT advocates to call upon Johns Hopkins to disavow the report and to abandon the legacy established by McHugh's leadership, because they banned these gender reaffirming surgeries for nearly 40 years. And, you know, McHugh is very clear. It's these people have psychological issues. They have mental issues. So let's look at a guy who clearly fits the bill for what Dr. Mayhew talked about. Sam Brighton. He is the guy who stole the suitcase in Vegas and was parading himself around in ladies' clothes. This guy had been a drag queen before he was appointed to serve as the Deputy Assistant Secretary for the Office of Nuclear Energy. He was a drag queen who promoted that children be taught BDSM, bondage, Dominix something, it's a BDSM, it's not good. And that our children be taught this sexual nonsense, and they should role play this sexual. And he was being paid to go around the schools and do this in college campuses to teach kink. How do you get a job, $178,000, and a security clearance, Q-level security clearance, with this background? These are the kind of people that Joe Biden has working, and he calls it diversity. He calls it inclusion. I call it absolutely anarchy. It's the craziest thing I ever heard. It's like Looney Tunes. So they arrested old Sam on Wednesday as a fugitive from justice. But nobody knows why he's being charged as a fugitive from justice. I've looked. I continue to look. I can't find it. I wish they'd charge Hunter Biden as being a fugitive from justice. This sellout to the Communist Party. But it is what it is. And, we're going to get Hunter sooner or later. I hope sooner than later. But these are the kind of people that Joe Biden's hired to run our country, to run our agencies, under the guise of being diverse, equitable, and inclusive. I say, let DEIDIE die. Let DEIDIE. I just don't have any use for it. Hey, look, this is Charles Butler sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce. And the show's being brought to you by Two Guys Gun Shows. We'll be right back to talk about the World Health Organization.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.